I remember back when I was in the seminary, one of our professors, one of the priests who was on staff actually, he told a story about watching a shepherd. And he was very excited. Yeah, I think he was visiting the Holy Land, and he saw this shepherd leading his sheep, and he's like, "Ah, this is great. I'm going to have this great image of the good shepherd." And sure enough, one of the sheep began to kind of wander off, stray a little bit, and he's like, "Ah, here's the moment. Here's the moment I've been waiting for. The good shepherd will gently bring the sheep back to the flock." He was a little disappointed, a little chagrined, when the shepherd began to yell at the sheep and throw rocks at it until it came back into, you know, the flock. It sheepishly returned. Forgive me. How often have we been shepherded in that way, in that fashion, where we are kind of beaten, browbeaten, if you will, into something? Or perhaps we try to evangelize in that way. And there are two ways which we might lead someone to follow something or follow a person, Jesus. There are two ways in which we can try to convince someone of the truth. On the one hand, we can threaten them, you know, if you don't do X, Y is going to happen. Or we can, you know, say, if you don't do this, I'm going to punish you. And how often does our sharing of the good news about Easter get brought down to that level? You know, if you don't follow Jesus, you're going to end up in hell. That kind of thing. These threats may have some truth to them, but they're hardly a way of speaking of the good shepherd that we know, the loving shepherd, or they don't really put on display the ideal of the Christian message, which is rooted in love and truth. The other way we might try to lead people to follow Jesus is by sharing with them the good news, to tell them about our own experience of following Jesus. We can tell them about what we hope for, what we have known and what we have understood and what Jesus has promised. We can reflect upon the great consolation it is to be in the flock of Christ and how he cares for us. When it comes to our personal walk with Jesus, I think it's an insightful thing for each of us to ask and answer for ourselves this question. What motivates me to practice my faith? What motivates me to practice my faith? Is it rooted in fear? If that's the case, we probably are living an obligation-based Catholicism, which comes down to, if I pray, if I go to Mass, if I do good works, if I do charitable deeds, if I do these things, great. But I do them out of fear. Out of fear of the consequences that if I don't do something, then I will be punished. Therefore, I do the very bare minimum. I do just enough to avoid getting punished. I don't wish to unpack or discover the deeper mysteries of the faith, because it's an oppressive thing to me. It hangs over me. It's ready to crush me if I make a false move. If our practice of the faith is rooted in free choice, however, and a true love for God, then we don't act out of obligation. I don't have to do anything. Rather, I desire to pray. My love for God propels me to go to Mass, to do good works, to love those around me. It then becomes a journey of faith, a journey filled with delight, enthusiasm. We wish to go ever deeper in our knowledge and our relationship with God. It's a lifelong experience of deepening intimacy. This is much easier to share with others, once you say. What do we identify with more? A Catholicism rooted in obligation or a Catholicism rooted in relationship? That's the question we should ask ourselves, I think, today. Furthermore, I would submit to you that if we live a Catholicism that's rooted in obligation, it's almost impossible for us to be effective in passing on that faith to others. In other words, to evangelize both our children and any other people that we come into contact with, we must, they'll get a whiff of that, right? They'll get a sniff of the truth of where our faith is based, and that is, it's a great burden to us, it's obnoxious to us, you know, it's forced upon us. And usually when people see that or recognize that, they're not lining up to say, let's join in the fun, it looks great. You know, that's not the sense we get. Perhaps this is part of the trouble for why hanging on to Catholicism today has been such a struggle. I think many, many Catholics feel stuck in obligation, and they have never really enjoyed the faith. They've never come to love the Lord. It can be difficult, I think, to rethink our path, especially if it's a lifelong rut that we've been stuck in, that we've been raised with this sort of obligation sort of way of thinking. But that is what we must strive to do, both for ourselves and especially for those around us who we want to bring to the faith. So what do we do? How can we make this change? How can we change from obligation to relationship? I think at least part of the answer is beginning to relate to God in a personal way. If we talk to Him, if we listen to Him as a friend, a father, one who knows us, one who cares for us, that can be a start. If we begin to approach God with love and respect rather than with suspicion, we can begin to enjoy the journey of faith. It truly is a change in mindset. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, or Saturday, since we're on the eve. We are encouraged to reflect upon our Lord's words. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Maybe we feel like we don't know where to start. I would say just two quick things in this regard. Find time to pray daily. Until we do this, it will be very, very difficult to grow in love for God. Begin with something simple, something easy. Come and talk to me. Come talk to a friend or someone who you know prays if you need somewhere to start. Second, go to the saints. Read about their lives. Follow their example. Read something prayerfully about them. A great example would be Francis de Sales' Introduction to the Devout Life. The saints have walked the path, and they can inspire us to do the same. My invitation to us today is to pray to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and to ask Him to lead us. Open your heart to Him. Come to know His voice so that you can follow Him, so that you can live in the joy and the peace that comes with knowing that the Good Shepherd is with us, so that you can share this great news that we have a God who loves us so much that He wants to know us personally, that He does know us personally, and that we can do the same.